Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about some divorce and custody issues. I'm bringing you this podcast so that I'm giving you some bite-sized pieces of information to help you kind of navigate the legal system and hopefully make the road a little less bumpy. If you're listening to this podcast and you have any questions, you can go ahead and give us a call at 210-410-8013. You can email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about divorce and custody through the holidays. We're coming up on all of the holidays, and so I want to talk to you a little bit about how to kind of get through that process. Now, I know the holidays are normally a time to share with family and a happy time for a lot of people, and it may seem like anything but that for you right now. But there's a few things that I want you to keep in mind to kind of help you ease through the holidays if you're going through a divorce or custody. The first thing is that if you have children, try to keep it as normal as possible. Now, you may be adapting to a new normal. You may not be living with the other parent, or you may have moved the kids away from where they were living, but just try to keep it as normal as possible. Kids feed off of their parents' emotion, so if you're happy and you're taking it in stride, they will adapt to that and they will feed off of that and they will try to adapt as well. But also keep in mind that you need to be patient with your children because they're going through this traumatic time and they haven't asked for this. They don't have a say in the matter and it will be stressful on them as well. So as you're adapting to a new normal and taking on some new challenges, just be patient with them to try to get through this and help them out as well. Also, if you haven't yet filed your case for divorce or custody, as we're coming up on the holidays, I would wait until after the holidays, unless, the caveat to that is unless you're in a dangerous situation. But if you're not, wait until after the holidays. So that way you're not associating this kind of traumatic event or this stressful event or this sad time with the holidays. As best you can, just try to stick through it, keep it as normal as possible, keep the same routines, and just kind of keep things going as best you can until after the holidays, and then go ahead and file your case. And just remember that you are likely making this decision to either file divorce or custody because you want to improve your life at this point. You want to improve your mental health. You want to improve your life. You're not in a good situation. So it will get easier. It will get better. It will get more comfortable as time goes on. So just be patient. There's going to be some bumps in the road, but be patient and move forward. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Tricia Morales Padilla, and this is Lawful Insight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 210-410-8013. Email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Hit the like button. And if you're listening to this on Podbean, thank you for listening. And if you want to go ahead and subscribe and hit the like button as well. Thank you and happy holidays.